Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our very special guest of honor today is Mr. Gregos Samacz. He's the director of DSV Projects and Industrial Solutions in Poland. First and foremost, Greg, very welcome to this interview.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you here, and thank you also to you. I always allow my interviewees to elaborate a little bit on their career before they got the position they are now in. And the same for you, Greg, in order for my viewers to get to know you a little bit. How come you are in the position you are in? Why did you get into logistics? How come you're not sitting in a bank or in politics? Why are you in logistics?
Good question. It was probably a bit random decision after finalizing my master on Gdańsk University. I've been looking for different options I have. You're right, banking was one of the things I was considering okay. as a good one. But finally, thanks to some relationships and the experience of my friends, I started working for the industry. At the beginning, it was mostly connected with warehousing. Then I jumped into sales in container freight forwarding. And one day, in one of companies I was working for, it was C-Hartwig Gdynia, the old one, traditional Polish freight forwarder. Barely the only one during communistic time, monopolistic. They decided to build project department, which was totally new for me. I have no experience, no even basic knowledge about that.
Okay.
But I said, okay, sounds great. Big, difficult things, not something for me. So I started and was working there for some time. Sometime later, I switched to some Polish local, more agency company. And I collected some experience from, let's say, opposite side, because I was managing sea barges and sea tugs. So I started touching really big transports, only on sea, but anyway. But also all the time I was doing some small projects on the road and sea. I also get some experience as a ship agent. You know, I wanted to have some knowledge about the industry from different sides and, you know, be the wise guy. And this led me to starting working for DSV. One day, someone from DSV approached me asking if I would be interested in establishing projects department in Poland. I said yes, and here I am.
Okay, that's...
It was like 15 years ago. It was 2010. So this year is going to be 16 in DSV.
Okay, that's a very impressive background, and you certainly know your business. I recall from the past the name Hartwig in, let me say, the good old days, as you mentioned. They were the only ones there. And now 15 years with DSV, very impressive. What can you tell our viewers about the current, let's say, organization of DSV in Poland when it comes to projects? How many are you? Where are you located? Of course, most viewers know the name DSV on a global scale, but elaborate a little bit on Poland and the Polish organization.
Okay, the Polish organization actually is 7 persons right now. Now we are within a bit fascinating and interesting moment, because you know very well that we are getting together with colleagues from Schenker. So our organization now is 7 persons officially located in Gdynia, but we have also one sub office in Radom. We did everything we could to be very universal, let's say. So we are not really specialized. The Polish market is quite specific. We don't have very, very big decision makers for big projects in Poland. So we rely in big scope on our colleagues from other countries. But we decided to develop ourselves to be top expert on Polish market. So we're collecting different experience of EPC industry, renewable wind turbines mostly, different industrial projects. We are very deeply anchored in Polish ports with Polish heavy hauliers and not only heavy hauliers. With river transport, which is pretty complicated in Poland because our rivers are not very well regulated and prepared for transportation. But for the biggest cargo, it can be used. Also, rail transportation. So, you know, the full set that is needed to handle the biggest industrial projects.
Okay, that's yes, of course, Poland is a huge country in Europe, and you border some other economies there, so your location is quite vital. Which ports are you mainly using in Poland for handling project cargoes?
Mostly recently, mostly it's Port of Gdańsk, sometimes Port of Gdynia.
Okay.
Port of Gdańsk is vital for central Poland because it's also connected with Wisła River. So for these projects that requires river transportation, units that are too big for roads, or let's say too expensive for roads. Because at the end of the day, you probably can move whatever you want on roads, demolishing bridges and whatever, and it happens. Now we see such ideas for nuclear power plant. We will see a lot of new build roads, but also demolished some part of infrastructure. But normally it's too expensive and too problematic. So for units that are too high or too heavy or mix of different parameters, we are using often Wisła River, which is tricky one because it can be used on only certain time within the year. The interesting story is our transportation from this year when we managed to make delivery within three window of 3 weeks this year, and for 2 months now transportation is impossible. So that's very tricky, requiring risk management, well, good information to our clients about circumstances, because normally in Europe people are used to have the rivers that are capable of transportation pretty the year around, maybe with some limitation within winter. In Poland, you should consider transportation on Wisła River as a lucky time. Usually, maybe 3 months a year, sometimes less, sometimes a bit more.
So it really requires a lot of planning. It has not escaped my vision here that I also read earlier on DSV News that you recently handled a very, very heavy and huge project out of Asia, I believe, more than 500 ton was it? What can you tell our viewers of this very interesting and mega project, whatever you are allowed to tell us?
Okay, yes, we just finished the delivery of two petrochemical columns from China to Płock, Poland. The client, the final client, the final sponsor, I can say, of this project was Orlen, the big Polish oil and gas and petrochemical giant. The columns were pretty big. The bigger one was close to 90 meter long, 8 meter wide. And over 4 meter high. The weight was 554 tons. The second one was small. We are smiling a bit saying that because it was 68 meters of length and 288 tons. So obviously, the smaller brother always is much easier than the bigger one. But the bigger one was a real challenge because obviously transportation on sea is a piece of cake for anyone. But then we had to deliver this cargo to Płock on a pretty demanding Wisła River. Also, the other problem of Wisła River is there is a very small quantity of equipment, of barges. There was plenty of them 50 years ago. But then the water, the navigation conditions were getting poorer and poorer year after year.
Yeah.
Finally, only a few stayed, and there was no even one that is sufficient for this cargo transportation. So finally, we made transportation on two couple of barges. All the calculations were done under classification company, checking us with marine surveyor. But after some time, we did everything. It was well prepared, even on such a demanding conditions. So after discharging from the vessel with vessel cranes, it sailed to Płock. Interesting thing is that the window we had for this operation was really demanding and short, because 2 weeks before we started transportation, we had to use icebreakers to get barges to loading place.
Oh.
Then after loading of this cargo, we still had some ice, but it was not very dramatic, let's say.
Okay.
But after like 5 days, we reached Włocławek, which is important point on this river, because we have the dam here and the lock here that we need to
Okay.
use. After reaching this point, we've been, really happy, and we knew very well that the last part is piece of cake.
Yeah.
So finally, we reached the jetty, the old one, but the one we know very well. I will tell you in a while
Yeah.
why we know that very well. Then we discharge from the barge these units on skidding method, which is pretty demanding on such a long barges,
Oh,
even
yeah.
two, not even one. So stabilizing of these barges was a challenge also. We
Yeah.
had to prepare, the ground. We put some bags with the sand to build the stable support for barge. But finally, after a couple of days preparations, we moved the first unit from the barges. A few days later, a second one.
Yeah.
We loaded then on SPMT axle lines, and delivered. And delivered. It was 1/9 of because the distance is not very very big, 7 kilometers. But still, it goes through the totally urbanized area. So we had like four roundabouts we had to pass. We obviously need to dismantle a lot of stuff, like traffic signs, traffic lights,
Yeah.
support the ground with, steel plates or composite plates. And even at the end of the route, we had to cut a few trees. We did it before. And finally, we reached the Orlen side, which also was a challenge. We had to the gate was too low for this
Yeah.
transportation. So we had to build a small overpass road. We went through the fence that we dismantled. You can imagine, Orlen has very high-level security
Oh
rules.
yes, of course.
So arranging anything was pretty difficult. But at the end of the day, it was pretty successful. We delivered on the place and put it on the ground on right position.
Fantastic. I mean, this I'm just listening in awe here because this is really project cargo, not just an oversized flat rack, but this is really very
Yes,
big
yes.
and very very mega. You need proper planning, and it seems you've done it very well. May I ask, just out of interest, so you discharge from the ocean-going vessel direct into the waiting barge,
Yes,
or yeah,
exactly.
all right,
Directly, because we would have huge problem
Yeah,
putting this on quay,
of course.
because the strongest floating crane in Port of Gdańsk is 400 tons.
Oh, okay.
So So it will be challenge to do it. Otherwise, we would have to bring some, huge mobile cranes to put it on barge from the quay.
I can
So
imagine.
even risking that barges will be staying with cargo a long time, it
Yeah.
was better to load as soon on the barges
Yeah.
immediately,
And less
because
hassle.
even, we are aware that we could have like window with good water level for like 2 weeks. So we decided to be ready for sailing any moment the conditions are good.
Yeah, I can understand. Which load port did you have for this project in China?
Oh, it was Shanghai.
Shanghai, okay. So Shanghai to Gdansk, you said. Was it Gdansk or?
It was Gdańsk,
Yeah,
yes.
Gdansk, yes. Shanghai,
It was
Gdansk, by breakbulk ship. And then from there by barge. What was the total transit time after arrival Gdansk, would you roughly, until the mill site?
after arrival, it was 3 weeks and a half.
Okay.
We've been pretty quick because
Yeah.
sailing was only, I believe that we left on Tuesday and delivered on Sunday. So after 5, 6 days, we've been on place.
Okay.
Then we spent like around a week on discharging the revering one after another because
Yeah.
we had to deliver first to free space for the second one.
Yeah.
And if I remember well, on 28th of March, it was done. So yes, around 3 weeks.
Yeah.
But effectively, we had to, to wait for something. There were some formalities to be done,
Sure.
but yeah, let's say 3 weeks.
Very, very impressive indeed. And DSV, you were in charge of the total transport from origin to destination for this turnkey.
Not fully, not
No.
fully. Client decided that he wants to contract sign in Korea. So our colleagues in Korea was on charge of contract. Obviously, we've been cooperating,
Ah,
and
yeah.
also we agreed that our colleagues from Korea will be responsible for sea transport from China to Poland.
Okay.
But we can say that it was, close mutual cooperation.
Of course, of course.
And I can tell you one secret. When I understand these transport very well, 3 years ago we made to the same place the project that was consisted of 1,600 units delivered over 100 heavy loads
Wow.
and over 20 super heavy loads. So the biggest unit delivered 3 years ago was even bigger than the one we delivered now because it was 94 meter long,
Yeah.
8,760 and 850 tons. So it was a real monster, and we had others that were very demanding. And making this project 3 years ago, we opened the route for this transportation. This made a lot of engineering in the city of Płock. We made a lot of works on the jetty, preparing that for the receiving such heavy loads. We had two heavy cranes. One of them was 1,200 toner, the second one 60 toner.
Wow.
So for around 1 year, we've been delivering a lot of cargo, and we finally handled something around 80 barges with different kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Heavy, high, long, everything.
So you certainly had the ground experience beforehand, before these two heavy pieces here. You have paved the way, so to speak, already. Very impressive, and in a seamless cooperation with your Korean office. All the way to the mill site. I'm very impressed. And how do you see after this project? Of course, hopefully the client are satisfied, so they will stay with you also for the next one. I'm quite sure.
I hope so. I believe so. Yes, I can say I'm very proud with these two projects because the first one, you can imagine, we delivered cargo 1 year prior expected delivery finalization. So that was something in industry you won't see too often. And this one, we really delivered very quick. We wasn't, we didn't have to start sailing so early. But if we wouldn't, the cargo would be waiting still now in Port of Gdańsk for sufficient water level. It might take till, June, maybe August, or maybe January next year. It also happened in the past. So we have a client that is very satisfied with it.
That's the best. We are only as good as our last project, as or our latest projects, as we say. The client have a long memory when it comes to, if there's any problem, they have a very long memory normally.
Oh, yes, you are right. I agree.
So I'm very glad to hear that. Very impressive. One of the final questions I have after this impressive synopsis here of your mega project, how do you see the rest of the year? We have a war in the Middle East. Oil and gas is a problem there in the Hormuz, and nobody really knows. How do you view, from now until end of the year, if you look in your crystal ball, how is the situation for you in Poland?
I believe I'm very lucky in being in Poland. Poland is growing fast for years. We have a lot of investment. We have a lot of production. Our engineers are high quality. We are also the gate to Ukraine, which probably within some time after war ends is gonna be market growing like we never saw before. So I believe, I'm not that sure of, good future by my nature, but it was many times that I was thinking, what's gonna happen next year or the year after this year? COVID, war in Ukraine, a lot of things happening for crises, and our market is still growing, from my perspective, it's still good. Even if we have problems, usually it's not so strong. Also, project in the industry, market is quite specific because we have very different time of realization of projects. Some projects are signed and performed after 5 years or within 5 years. Some has very different timelines. So even the crisis on some year is not making, on other industries, some gap that is empty for some time.
Understand.
So I'm pretty optimistic. We are actually now incredibly busy. You reached me within probably one of busiest time in my life, because last week we loaded three vessels for Baltica 2 project. In this week, I expect that we will load like four vessels probably, because I see that we have some truffle. We have Baltica. Actually, immediately after our call, I'm sitting in my car and driving to Świnoujście, where we are also loading rolling vessel for Baltica. That's a project we are working close with our Danish colleagues. And now we are really busy.
Fantastic. No, it's so happy to hear a sunshine story in the middle of all this negativity. I've started to stop reading the news because bad news seems to sell more newspapers, and you get depressed. And this interview is very positive and something that has gone very well. A fantastic project from door to door, lots of planning, and it's nice to hear the sun is shining on you currently. But listen, Greg, I think, for our viewers, this is really one to listen about and learn from, with proper planning. And how do you see, the very final question I do have? You have, of course, competition in Poland. There are many who claim to be project forwarders. What is the secret behind your success? Would you say proper planning, strong organization, or if you should say a few keywords, besides yourself, of course?
That's a very good question. Indeed, Polish market is very competitive. Very, very. I'm discussing this issue often with my colleagues from other countries. We are still growing market, not, with traditional rules for different companies. So I hear pretty often that for my colleagues, usually competitors are, big freight forwarders. And in Poland, we need to fight with heavy hauliers, with ship agents that behave like local heroes on some segments, with Polish local freight forwarders. So there is really a lot of them, and sometimes I'm a bit scared of that. The reason that we are where we are probably is because we decided one day that instead of fighting on Red Sea, Red Ocean, with so many competitors, we need to be top competent on the most complicated projects. So, you know, when we are talking about so big projects, industrial projects like EPC or others, the part of Polish competition is saying we are not strong enough. We have not financial capacity, legal capacity to handle such a project. And we somehow specialized doing such the most difficult, the most heavy, the most demanding, that also requires you know, negotiation with administration, with authorities to get the road, to rebuild the road, to find some special solution. And we always wanted, you know, I believe that if you show me this project we are discussing today 7 years ago, I would say, oh, I love to make such a big project. It's like changing, you know, year after year, and we are more competent. Now we feel confident enough, you know, to work on any potential projects because we already handle that. As always, things are not that difficult when you do it, than when you see someone else doing it. At the end of the day, it's just a cargo. It requires some special treatment, some special equipment, some understanding of, you know, all circumstances, from all potential, you know, costs. You need to have relationship and be able to employ a good qualified subcontractor for that and build a whole picture. Also, I would say that something very important is that I would say our team spirit is, I would say, somehow friendly. We are building a team of different companies that need to play to one goal, to be focused on cooperation. And I see that it works. You know, it's very important because with such a big projects, when you have really big group of subcontractors, if you have, you know, some bad blood inside, it's potentially a huge problem.
Oh,
You know, any project is getting much bigger with such a big project. So
definitely.
it's also, you know, somehow emotional positive, you know, approach to different things that is making some difference, I hope.
It seems to me, thank you, Greg, for this. It seems to me that you found the right solution, and you stand very strong in the market. I must say, very impressed by what you have told me, and I think our viewers will also be impressed. So formally, I would like to say, Greg, many, many thanks for giving me time for this interview.
Thank you, Bo. It was my pleasure.
Most welcome. And to all our listeners, readers, and viewers from around the world, this was yet another great interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today has been Mr. Gregor Samach, Director of DSV Projects and Industrial Solutions based in Poland. Certainly a person who has the experience and know-how, also together with the company he's working for, to sort out any problem you might have to from Poland or beyond. So do contact him if you need any help. For me and Project Cargo Weekly, thank you very much, and until next time. Thank you.